Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to part two of the song. I don't remember the name of the song, but it's by a band called Garbage. Run, baby, run!
Do it! Which, I will say, there's several bands who have songs by have songs of this title. So,
Run, baby, run. So,
Garbage is not the only one.
Well, luckily, Kelsey has a blog that she references for these songs.
So the internet told me it was this one, so.
Yeah. But anyways, welcome back. You have your two favorite hosts in the entire world. We're amazing. And yes, I know we talk about things that you yell at your screen and you go, that's this person. How do you not remember? But right now, the entirety of the human population and some alien populations are going into their screen yelling, yes, you are the best. Yes, you're my two favorite hosts of any show. Yes, you're the two best humans that I've ever met or not met. So we get it. We get it. We're very cool. Anyways, we're back for part two. We were just briefly talking before we jump into everyone's favorite segment. Just like vaccinate your kids. Just like, the measles are breaking out again. Can we just like, this was eradicated. We beat measles. And now we're losing again. Because of maha.
Maha.
Fuck.
Also, I don't feel like this Epstein situation is wild.
Oh my, I don't use this word often, but boy, am I flabbergasted.
so true. But like, you would think from a citizen standpoint, this is like one of the most bipartisan things ever. Like, everyone is like, you gotta get this list out. Like, you, this is so fucked. Like, it's, this man is horrible. You gotta like tell us what happened.
Yeah.
Across the aisle, everyone has been pretty clear about that. And I feel like the rage is not as much on either side as I would have expected it to be, or B, like, bipartisan as I would expect it to be, considering how bipartisan the issue is.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. It's fucking wild.
To the small credit of Elon Musk, he made one of those clown memes. Did you see that?
I don't know.
Where it was like, hold on, let me see if I can find it really quick, because actually it was quite funny. How far do I need to scroll down to see Elon?
God, who only knows, forced, this man tweets every 5 seconds between him and Donald. It's just like too much.
Yeah, it's pretty insane how they have time for anything. Oh, look, he's just playing, you know, video games. So whatever. Where's this meme? Truly, I've scrolled now this entire time. I'm just to yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. This man he should not be on the internet.
Here it is. Okay. This is the meme. It's the picture of like the clowns getting progressively more and more makeup on them.
Mm-hmm.
But it says, he will release the Epstein list. We just need more time. The Epstein list is on my desk. There is no Epstein list.
Yeah.
And the final clown is, there is no Epstein list.
Yeah.
So...
If the Epstein list isn't real, then neither is my student loan. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, whatever. Life is, it's just a terrible time to be alive.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So
let's have some fun.
Yeah. Let's talk about Shondaland. Everyone's favorite segment, Living in Chondaland.
Living in Chondaland.
Yeah. I was like, that's the alternate reality version where I sing the song every yep. Living in Chondaland.
I love it. And also, as always, this episode of Chondaland, Living in Chondaland, is brought to you by the dynamic duo of you and me, Kelsey and Carmen. We are the best of all.
This episode of Chondaland, you know who this is brought to you by?
What?
No Spoilies LLC.
No Spoilies LLC. And it would be just the bee's knees if you would, wherever you listen, give a quick 5-star review. Follow if you haven't. Write a review
down.
Yeah, go to the website, buy some merch, do some things. Grey's Academy Pod.com. Send us an email at GreysAcademyPod@gmail.com. Go and follow us at the Instagrams. That definitely always goes a long way, especially when we don't know if we're going to do an episode or not, you know? Go to the Patreon, patreon.com/GreysAcademyPod. Go on our Discord. I had an amazing. So I drove out.
Yeah, I saw this.
Yeah, I drove out, was on the road going to Jess's family's house this weekend, and we drove separately because her family bought my old car, and I just threw a Zoom out, and we had some fun folks popping in on the Zoom and coming in and out, and we had a rare appearance from one of our Australian listeners, so
it was great. The middle of the night Zoom call.
Yeah, I know. It's so it's funny. When I had posted, I was like, I don't know if there's many people that are going to be like joining in on it or who knows. But when I put it out there, so we had Jamie and Kat pop on. They were the ones who were on the longest, and Kat is out in Australia. So yeah, Kat was like, I saw that there was sun in the background. I was like, you're not where I am. So there's like a 36-hour difference, something like that. So, and then also I see, Marissa, you gave the wave when I had put on, I was like, who's up? And, you wave emojied the Zoom, but then never joined the Zoom. You dingleberry. It's fine. But yeah, Jamie was making the joke. He's like, is this a gray Zoom booty call? And I said, yes, it is, but not in the sexual way. I just want to talk to people. So, oh my gosh, I see Max's response in Discord about the triplets. Wow, I need to see the babies.
I would like to see the child.
Oh, the baby. I would like to see the baby. All right, Living in Chondaland.
Okay, there are 1, 2, 3.
Okay. So the first one is going to be wow, thought this would be easier to look and find in my notes for some clues. Is it the gunshot wound guy?
No.
Don't even think they showed his face now that I think about it. Is it the boy? Alex. Alex is the doctor. The kid. The stomach cancer kid.
No.
Is it the stomach cancer kid's parents?
It is the stomach cancer kid's mom.
Okay. One down. Is it one of the people who were pushing Bailey towards her car?
Yes.
Who?
Claire. It's one of her sisters, I believe, or cousin. Oh, she doesn't have a sister. It's her cousin, I think.
Okay.
And then later on, she's like calling her at the end, and she's like, oh, straight to voicemail.
Oh, yes. Okay. So that's two. Mm-hmm. Is the third one. Let me go back and look at my notes from the beginning of the episode. Because I actually have the separate where the title card. The ultrasound lady looking at the baby ultrasound person.
Yes.
Nice.
Good job.
Whew. Very obscure people in this episode.
So true. Okay. So Kelly Kirkland is Claire, the one of Bailey's cousins or like someone who's there with her. She was in 2 episodes of Scandal and 1 episode of Private Practice. Carmela Riley is Dr. Simpson, so the woman who was doing the ultrasound.
Cool.
She's in 1 episode of How to Get Away with Murder. And then Sarah Hudson is Lisa, who is the mom for the stomach kid, and she was in one episode of Scandal.
Okay, okay.
So there you go.
Nice. And that education is brought to you by Kelsey exclusively. I did not provide anything to that. So let's talk, we can talk about stomach cancer kid.
Yeah. So
take it away. Let's do this.
He has, like, he can't eat. Every time he eats, he just vomits heinously because he has adhesions in his stomach. So they're going to put in this like neurostimulator thing to make his stomach be correct. But they also have to do the procedure to get rid of the adhesions, which were from previous surgeries of trying to. It's like a lot. This kid's been one of those kids was like chronically sick. So this is supposed to be like a long term solution, which is great. So Alex says, Joe, you can move the adhesions. And she's like, wow, that's amazing. And so she's all excited. And of course, Leah's like, oh, my God, he likes you. which is stupid.
And of course it's Leah who like has been fawning
she's
over
only
Alex
saying
this entire
that because
time.
She wants Alex to call her. And then other things. And so she's like getting in Joe's head about it, and Joe's being affected by it. And then in the surgery, something goes wrong and Joe like is trying to remove the adhesions, but she burns a hole through the kid's stomach lining, which I would assume that the stomach is probably fragile. So yeah. I would assume there's probably like a higher chance of this happening. It's not like she held it up against the wall of the stomach for like 5 minutes and no one stopped her. And so then she gets like all up, she gets up in her head and she can't like kind of come down. So she's like borderline having a panic attack. And Alex like, just come back in here and be helpful in another way. And she's just like stands there panicking. So he's like, okay, then leave. Like if you can't get it together, then get the hell out, which feels fair in my opinion.
Yeah. What's interesting about that, that immediate scenario is it goes so quickly from Alex saying, whoa, nice job, to you put a hole in the stomach, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
it goes very quickly.
Take a very quick turn.
Yeah.
That's a good point. And so she's like freaking out. She's like, they're going to fire me. He put me on that because he knew he wouldn't be able to do it. So he wanted me to do it so that I would get fired and he wouldn't get in trouble, which is like an insane take.
Yeah.
And like quite a leap. He never was like, you're going to get fired. He was just like, go away. Which
and
this is someone be getting kicked out of ORs every other episode on this show. Like, you're not special.
Yeah. Yeah. It's and they even kicked Meredith out of the gallery today. So like,
it's truly just settle down.
Yeah. It's a pretty intense leap. And when Joe's going to Arizona and Arizona's like, you better be damn well sure of what you're saying right now about my protege.
Yeah, this accusation is not a small thing. Like, you have to mean it.
Yeah, that's
so I like Joe a lot, but I was like, okay, like seriously calm down, please. And I'm like, you could also ask Alex, hey, why were you okay letting me do this procedure? Like, there could be any kind of one-on-one with Alex before you go straight to Arizona.
Yeah. Maybe just
And Arizona was also like, hey, Alex, it does kind of sound like you set her up to fail. And Alex is like, I let her do something because you used to let me do things. And she's like, correct. But with help, her analogy is, I didn't just throw you in the deep end and say swim. Like, I gave you opportunities and I like walked you through it and was there with you through those surgeries and through those lessons. You have to not just offer the opportunity, you have to also be there before, during, and after. So good learning moment for Alex on how to be a teacher, because I feel like with it being a teaching hospital, damn it, they don't necessarily focus a lot on teaching people how to teach, which is a very specific skill.
Very
specific. Not everyone has. I have always been adamant. I'm like, that's not for me, because I have minimal patience, if that's not clear. from the Everything About Me. And then
and
also
just like the interactions with me, apparently.
That's my point. And then I also am just that kind of person where like I understand something a certain way and it's difficult for me to be like, well, let me explain it a different way. I'm like, well, I understand it this way, so that's how I can explain it. And there are people who are able to explain things many different ways, and that's a gift that I do not possess. But yeah. I do think they don't really kind of focus a lot on that aspect of like having the interns become the teachers.
Yeah, there's this saying in like retail, and I think it's important, like even like medicine, it's like see one, do one, teach one.
Yeah,
I think is like
they say that in Grays for sure.
Yeah and that's just, there needs to be another step in there. You can't like, okay, see one, do one, recite it back to me, let me give you some feedback on teaching, and then now you go teach one. There's like other steps that need to be involved. And it is interesting. Yeah, like teaching is not just an innate ability.
Yeah.
We've seen it with, like, Bailey has been a really great teacher.
Mm-hmm. And Mark was the opposite. Like, Mark was bad at teaching until he found someone that he wanted to teach. And that was like the only reason he did it. He was like, oh, this person's already pretty good at this, so I don't even really have to do that much.
Yeah, they have the natural inclination, so now I just need to elevate it.
Yeah.
And we've seen like Christina come a long way in her teaching. Meredith, mm-hmm. I think, is in her teaching journey right now. But I still think she's overall a pretty good teacher. Jackson, jury's out. April, jury's out. But Alex, this is a good moment where he's like, I don't think there was any malice. It was true.
Oh,
like,
yeah, no.
What do you
he
mean?
He really was like, I'm doing exactly what Arizona did for me.
Right.
And she's like, but you're not, though, is the issue.
Yeah. It is funny. Like, she walked in and she's like, oh, Joe told me about the kid. Like, why is he dead? And he's like, I no.
He's
like,
literally fine.
He's fine.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, nothing is wrong. So, yeah, it is interesting. And then what I like about Alex, even though he's being like direct and an asshole, and we know Alex's backstory, he keeps saying like, I'm not doing this because you're a little whiny puppy dog asshole bitch. Like, I'm trying to teach you. I see there's potential. Yeah. I like you're a good person. And we haven't boned. So like,
yeah,
I
we
actually
haven't
mean
even
it.
Seen each other naked. So it's just about the schooling.
But after the wedding, they'll have fucked. I mean, like, look, they both.
You think
look
they're
great.
Gonna be they be boning at the wedding?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So yeah, that just was like, what'd you say? Drop kicked said drop kicked you into the deep end and say swim, idiot.
Yeah. I do want to say though about the whole situation is then at the confrontation, Alex is like, good luck. You burned this bridge. Like, I'm out. I'm not going to fuck with you anymore if this is how you're going to behave every time something goes wrong. And I liked when he was like, if you're scared, you have to get over it because it's scary in there a lot of the time.
Yeah, it's an OR. You're cutting like, humans open.
You are quite literally holding people's lives in your hands. So if you're not scared, then probably don't do the job because you have to like have a like certain amount of respect for just the concept of what you're doing is scary. It's insane to cut a human being open in order to make them better. I mean, obviously like it has been over the years, like it's been studied. It's been perfected as much as they can. They still work on it, but like conceptually on the base level of what it is, it's insane.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's not wrong, but he is very mad. So he's like, fuck you, I'm done.
Yeah. So,
but you think that that will not be the case so soon?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, he's probably just speaking in anger because, like, obviously he's not gonna. I think he's learning. He's learned. Well, let me backtrack because the Arizona conversation happened before that.
Yeah.
The message can be next time, just talk to me. But I do think that Arizona's message of, yeah, I taught you, but I had guardrails.
Yeah.
I think he's going to try to pivot and adjust that. So I don't think he's actually done with her. But he did kind of very intensely say, get your shit together because you just burned a bridge with me.
you're gonna
maybe not. Yeah. It's a wiping the hands clean kind of bridge, but it's a bridge. And don't fuck up like this again with other attendings, because they might not be so forgiving.
Right. Well, and then he's like, what was it that he was saying? Damn, what was I going to say? It's gone.
I don't know, dude.
Out of my little noggin.
That when he says, don't be a whiny baby puppy who bites the hand every time someone tries to feed it or whatever?
Yeah, he's like, oh, you're injured. Like, you're not special because I live the same life.
Yeah, when is he finally going to say, like, dude, I also have a fucked up life. Like, you're not special.
Yeah, you would think there would be like a bonding moment kind of based on that after she shared
her
with him. So yeah, that's kind of weird that he's like not. I mean, you don't know. Again, no one is like, you're not. No one's owed your life story. Like, if you want to share it, you can. You don't have to. No one should share it for you without like you agreeing to it. But it is interesting that like it keeps being brought up, but he's not bringing his up. But
how long did it take for him to actually open up to Meredith and Christina and the group? You know, like, it did take a long time.
Yeah, I mean, they found out a lot when his brother came into town, which was after he and Izzy were married. And she left.
Man, so, I remember when they were married?
I do, 181 episodes ago.
Gallery 81 episodes ago, am I right?
Oh my god, so true. What was, this is gonna, I had such a good point to make about him yelling at her.
I was an easy target because I blew the appy, blah, blah, blah. Like, bro, yeah. Alex, like, couldn't even do a surgery in an elevator. Like a little punk boy loser.
Little punk boy. little punk boy.
Punk boy.
Oh, you all right?
Yeah, sorry, I just moved my mic stand. My bad.
Ah, okay.
Should I do it again?
Yeah.
No, I won't. I'm good for right now.
You should smack it really hard. Yeah, you can't go. I'm reading it now.
Just read it out loud.
You narked on me to my boss. I worked hard to get here. I'm not going to let myself get fired. Alex, nobody's firing you. I was trying to help you. Well, I clearly wasn't ready for it. Why? Because I had to take over. Look, you can't go crying to my damn boss every time you get scared. You can't cry at all when you get scared because it's scary in there all the time. I just thought after I blew the appy, I'd be a good target if you needed to pin something on me. It's paranoid. I get that. I don't always trust people who are trying to help me. Yeah, yeah, you're a beaten dog and you bite people who try to feed you. I don't give a crap about your sad story. You want to be a surgeon, you get the hell over it. You burned a bridge with me. How about you grow up before you burn a bridge with every other attending who tries to teach you something? And then he leaves. I don't know what I was going to say. I'm sure it was profound.
I doubt it.
Oh! Oh, gracious.
Look at me being so toxic.
So toxic. I love it. So, yeah, I think she does need to settle down. I do wonder, like, again, how she got from not doing a good job in the surgery to I'm going to get fired. Like, that kid is literally fine. If he died, maybe. But nothing, like, it was I would assume, expected complication in the surgery.
Yeah. And it seems like maybe the surgeons aren't letting interns do things that they don't feel confident they could come back from a profound mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the appy.
Correct. Yeah.
We've seen both George and Joe make the same appy mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And Burke and Meredith both fixed them. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're saying, hey guys, we have one heart. You should do this potential surgery where the risk is the heart could explode and we don't have a backup
and there's everyone no in the way to correct dies. It.
Yeah. They don't put them in a situation where there's no correcting the situation.
Right.
It's not a one chance only thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that would be bad teaching because it wouldn't be teaching. It would just be bad choices.
Yeah.
So yeah, I definitely think that Alex doesn't have the natural inclination to teach, but like he does clearly want to because he's like thinks that's what he's doing,
which is I think admirable. Not,
yeah, which means if you're in theory like coming from Arizona, I do think like he can learn how to be a better teacher because he wants to, but this situation is not great for Joe because I'm like, you're kind of in the wrong. Like, yeah, he did a bad job, but the going straight to Arizona with an accusation is the questionable thing to me.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think the bummer about that is like Arizona seems like she's giving it a little bit of a leg too. She's like, it does kind of sound like you set her up to fail.
Like, well, to but I'm like, what all did Joe say? Because
right
when Arizona shows up, she's like, is this kid even alive? And Alex is like, quite literally, yes, he's fine. So I'm like, did Joe go and tell her that like Alex had her murder a child?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very interesting. The moral of the story is while all that is happening, Steph asks Joe to be so April goes to Jackson and is like, we need to bring dates. Because we'll be so beautiful in our dress and suit that we will bone. And there's no alternative.
We won't have any self-control. It will simply have to happen. So we have to bring dates so that we don't have sex.
And Jackson's like, or we could focus on the marriage, the couple. Yeah,
and she's like, no, we won't do that because I'm going to be wearing a strapless dress.
And I'll be
You've never seen a shoulder before. Okay, April, settle down.
Clavicle to cranium, I will be naked, she says. Which, by the way, clavicle to cranium, man, came up with that on the spot, and I'm kind of obsessed.
That was good. That was solid, and could be a good, that's a good band name.
Clavicle to cranium.
We are clavicle to cranium. I already messed
it
up.
Ah, clavicle to cranium!
It's all the
American
sugar.
Derivative.
We're on a roll today.
Yeah, man. Oh yeah, but the shtick for clavicle to cranium would be everyone would be in strapless dresses, even the men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it.
Anyways, so somehow April picks
Stephanie Steph. Probably because she's in eyesight. That seemed to be the criteria. Can I see them right now? Then I'll choose them.
Yeah, and then Jackson does the same thing. Like, oh, you get to pick mine. I pick yours. So Shane. Who also
God bless
like
him. What a dumb
man, the dude is jacked.
He's such a little naive nugget though. It's so funny. He's like, I thought this
like
was
a mentor.
What a moron.
Even when Steph goes, no, like the appreciation thing is the fucking donuts. This is a date, dude. And then Jackson and Alex have that hilarious moment in the elevator where he's like,
the irony of like, we know that it's Alex and Joe, but neither of them say it.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah. But when Jackson goes, I got a date for the wedding, and Alex goes, yeah, you and me, we've got a backstory. We're out of towners going stag to a wedding. Blah,
also,
blah, blah.
He's like, we got to bone some bridesmaids. I'm like, the bridesmaids are three married women that you're friends with and one of whom you've already slept with.
Yeah. Also, it makes sense that none of them know because Bailey basically voluntells them.
That's so cute. I actually love that so much, though. Okay, wait. So do we have anything else about Joe and Alex?
No, I guess. Oh, I guess that was, that was like the segue into this. But okay. I'm going to pause. Give us some of that backstory on the Bailey and
okay, well, to start with, this is, like, it opens the episode and it's like the day of Bailey's wedding. She's giving April the rundown of like what to do while she's gone. And so she goes to Callie and she says, when you get there, don't sit down. And Callie's like, why would I not sit down at your wedding? And she's like, because you need to find a place to stand. She's like, why would I stand in the back? And she's like, no, stand in the front. She's like, why? So I can block everyone's view. And Bailey's getting so mad. And she's like, just stand. And she's like, oh, are you asking me to be your bridesmaid? And Miranda's like, does everything need to be about you? Just
that's
stand there.
So
cute.
Funny.
So she goes to Callie and says that for her in Arizona, and then she goes to Meredith and says for her. So those are going to be her bridesmaids. which is so cute. I love it so much. Like what a long way we've come. It's precious.
Yeah. It also, she goes to Meredith and she's like, hey, when you get to the wedding, don't sit down, just stand there. And she doesn't even ask questions. She's like, okay.
Okie dokie.
And just walks away.
So they're precious. I love them all.
I love that it's both Cali and Arizona. Mm-hmm. Also, yeah. Should we just recognize that also, you know, Teddy wasn't invited?
Maybe she was. I don't know.
That's fair. She's going to show up next episode.
Who's to say?
Previously on Grey's Anatomy, you're fired. Oh, why are you doing this to me? Hug, run away. We're getting Teddy back.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that reenactment. I loved it. Stunning.
Stunning also,
character work.
Feeny's twin brother. Dr. Greg Thomas. Greg and Greg.
I hate that. I hate that.
Greg and Craig.
You proud of yourself?
I'm so funny. Oh, clavicle to cranium. I'm going to ride
clavicle
that
to cranium.
Crap. Merrick to Daredith. Or whatever I said. But anyways, it's very cute. Bailey's awesome. Let's take a break. And sponsors will tell us about how beautiful Bailey is. Okay. Sponsors. Preach the word of Bailey.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
And we are back. My bad. Kelsey, go ahead and talk about whatever you want.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so they're going to be bridesmaids, and she is so cute when she, I think it's just like very Bailey, because she already is like not really into the whole wedding thing, so she doesn't make a big stink about them being bridesmaids. Luckily they all already have dresses. People just be like having really nice gowns just laying around ready to go,
just in the locker on the off chance they're needed for a gala.
Okay, so it's the day of the wedding. Oh, I guess it's the day before, and Bailey's nervous. And then Callie's like, so don't do it. Just fucking don't do it. Like, if you're nervous, just run, because everything's terrible. If your wife's leg gets cut off, she's mean. And Bailey's like, okay. And then Callie's like, oh my God, I'm just kidding. Ben's so good. Everything's amazing. Everything's going to be great.
It's not great.
Yeah. Well, then the conversation that is then later on had with Richard, I think, is really good, because Bailey's like, well, I was never worried when I was getting married to Tucker, and look how that turned out. And he's like, you were a child?
Yeah.
Like, if you win in season two, I think, is when we find out that Bailey's married. And that was their 10-year wedding anniversary. So she was like an attending. No, she was a resident. So like, she's early 30s probably.
Yeah.
Which means she would have gotten married early 20s.
Which means that they were dating potentially even earlier 20s or late teens.
So she's definitely like, I mean, his point is accurate in my opinion. Like,
yeah,
they were very young, and sometimes that works out fine for people and sometimes it does not.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then his point is like, if you have overwhelming doubt, it's a problem. If you have a little doubt, it just means like you're intelligent, because it's just basically saying like, you never know what's going to happen. So like, there are endless possibilities. People don't get married thinking like, oh, this will definitely be a divorce. In theory.
Maybe, well, yeah, maybe there's some people who do it.
But yeah, I think also their situation, because she describes it to Callie, I think their situation specifically does yield like concern about it being more difficult because they're long distance right now. Miranda has a son. Her job is very demanding. Ben is in an internship program, which is also very demanding. So like, there are further circumstances that are going to make this slightly more difficult than people who just get to live together and have like a normal 9-to-5.
Yeah. It's also worth noting that they talk about long distance. It's long distance with no end in sight. It's long distance until next month when he moves back or when I move there. It's a perpetuality that exists until it doesn't. And there's a big question mark there.
Yeah. Sorry guys, I'm eating Sour Patch watermelon. They're delicious.
Which was a big point of conversation before we started, because it's the Sour Patch watermelon, but they've separated them into a green
they're
candy
bite
and size. A pink candy.
So they're teeny little ones, and yeah, they have green and red, and we had to do a scientific experiment to see if they taste the same. And
also,
the results were inconclusive.
You can't say that these are bite size when the original Sour Patch watermelon are also just bite size.
Yeah, these are just eensy.
Eensy bite size. These are
eensy,
for
teensy.
For a school for ants.
So true. Okay. So on the day of her wedding, Bailey goes to the hospital because that's what people at this fucking hospital do, which as someone who works weddings, this is so stressful to me because most of the timelines that I build out for couples start at like 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Sometimes 10 a.m. But most of them are 8 or 9 a.m.
That sounds
right. They start getting ready. So it just like stresses me out to be like, these people, there's no way this is happening. Especially because Jackson is like to Stephanie, oh, I'll pick you up at 1 in the locker room. So what time is the wedding? That's an early afternoon wedding.
Yeah.
So you can be getting ready. Anyways, it doesn't matter, but it bothers me.
No, that's a fair
it's
thing.
It was that way with every wedding that they've had on this show. I'm like, you guys, this is unrealistic. As far as the timeline of getting to a place, making sure everyone is where they're supposed to be and ready and set up at this exact time. I'm like, nah, you guys, that ain't it.
Not the move.
I am actually working a wedding this Saturday. It's my first wedding back.
Oh,
I'm excited.
Congrats.
Thanks. Okay, so then she keeps talking about, oh, she's really stressed. So Richard is like, do this surgery with me. You'll feel better. And then Ben shows up and she's like, don't be mad that I'm here. And he's like, no, I told Richard to ask you to do the surgery because I knew that you would like need something to take your mind off of everything. And she's like, oh, you understand me. You get it. All this stuff. It's really cute. And then.
Wait, before even that, I think we need to call out the scene where April's trying to get out of going.
Oh my God.
And April's like, so why don't I just stay and monitor all your patients? And Bailey's like, what the fuck? Like, why? And then she finally realizes it. She's like, oh,
if I have to go, you have to go is so funny.
when Bailey's like, oh, you just think that the love will be in the air and you'll share a moment and you look at each other, blah, blah, blah. And April's like, I knew you'd get it. And Bailey's like, suck it up. Don't be a little punk girl.
He's like, I'm not dealing with your bullshit today. This day is about me.
Even when Weber calls her out, like, oh, if I have to go, you have to go. Very romantic, very demure, very nice.
So true. He's love.
Funny. He's funny.
Yeah. So it does remind me of the prom, because Richard says something very similar of like, if I have to go to the prom, everybody has to go to the prom.
Oh, that's funny. I don't remember that.
Yeah. Good times. Good times when Denny was alive and there was prom and Derek and Meredith were smushing,
leaving behind the panties that Callie said were hers, taking one for the team.
What a roller coaster we've been on.
And then she married a man.
And then
that man died.
A lady.
And that lady lost a leg.
Oh my God. This show is ridiculous. so funny. Okay. So.
And that woman birthed a daughter child with another man who's also dead.
Oh my God. So much.
Maybe
in so little time.
The show really fell off the rails when Callie came. Maybe,
you know, they
Callie
focus
the
a lot about terrible things happening to Meredith, but like Callie's really been through it.
Yeah. She's had her ex-husband died and the father of her child has died and her current wife lost a leg. I think actually
pretty rude about it.
She's got the worst bit of all of it, I think. This also is a sidebar conversation because it's a little bit of a squirrel moment, but I did have a thought. Is this the first time that Meredith has been pregnant with human inner child?
No,
since
she had a miscarriage.
Since the shooting?
The miscarriage. Yeah.
You would have known that that was my question if you didn't fucking interrupt me.
It's true, I would have, but that wouldn't be on brand, so... Can't be doing it. Couldn't be me. Gosh.
Good thing we're so toxic. Anyways, but yeah, am I crazy or am I remembering?
No, you're right. You're right. This is the first positive pregnancy test that Meredith hath had since the miscarriage.
Okay. And she's, to the best of my recollection, she's not on.
No, they don't. I don't believe they ever put her on any medication. They were basically like, uterus is hostile.
Well, and it was after she started having the vision problems, right? Then they got her off of it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she did have that. And then she stopped doing it.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure my timeline is all in order. So, okay. Back to you, pal.
So also Bailey, everyone's being like, I have to drive you to the wedding. We'll get you a car, all this stuff. And she's like, let me fucking drive myself to my wedding. again, stressed me out. Didn't like that.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you. I'm so glad I'm not the only one who is stressed out by that.
No, I didn't. I was like, first of all, don't drive in your wedding dress.
Yeah, I thought for
especially
sure.
Especially
the
one
case.
She was wearing is going to be difficult to maneuver around in. And even just getting in and out of car in any wedding dress is difficult.
I thought that if she drove her own car, she for sure was going to get into a car crash. And like,
yeah, that would be very
hurt.
Grace. That would be
very Grace.
Very
Grace.
So she's like getting in the car and they're like, well, let me drive. And then Richard pulls up in a limo. It's a lovely moment. She's like, oh, bestie.
Where is her father? Is that not something that the father should do?
Well, he's probably at church. As a wedding planner, let me tell you, he's probably there because we say, man, you get ready where you get ready and it takes significantly less time. And then you be at this spot for this photo at this time. And the person who will be in the photo with you will also arrive and you will have like no interaction until that point. So anyways, so Richard rolls up so they can have a moment together. And then also too, because of plot, Adele has to be very ill.
And she dies.
Well, does she though?
That's what I'm predicting. That's what I've been predicting all along.
Well, not really. I believe you had said like the season 10 finale or something, she had died.
I think I very explicitly said the episode after the mid season 9 finale. Very explicitly.
Okay. So he gets a call that Adele's going into the ER because she's vomiting up blood. They don't know what's going on. So they obviously have to turn around and drama. And Bailey's like in the trauma room in her wedding gown. And she's like, get this off of me and let me like do this, because Richard is trying to step in. And they're like, you can't do that because of laws. And so she steps in and takes over. And it's not looking good. Adele loses consciousness. She intubates her. She's like, we got to get to surgery. Of course, no one at the wedding knows that's where she is. So they're like, where is she? She ran away. And Callie's like, yeah, I did tell her to run. And Ben overhears that. And he's like, well, wait, was she actually like really nervous about this? Well, I'm so confused. So it ends on a really good note of everything being fine.
Yeah, as Grace always does. Mm-hmm. Every episode. Love, I gotta tell you, that shot where she's leaving the room and it's the dress hanging next to the bloody apron. That is just cinematography at its finest.
So good. I was truly like, wow, that is money. So, Robert Korn knew what he was doing.
Man, give that man the Golden Corn Cob Award for
he's
cinematography.
Got he's got the juice.
Yes. That was good. That was funny. Thanks. A big lump with knobs, as I say.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it. That's very cliffhangery. So, like, what are your thoughts on the next episode? What are your thoughts on the wedding, on Adele, we also didn't talk about Arizona not wanting to go, and Callie being like, it's just time to get the fuck over it.
You know, I'm struggling a little bit with that storyline.
I'm like, to a point, I see where she's coming from. Well, I definitely see where she's coming from, but to a point, I think you can't really tell someone to just like get over it. But I do feel like a certain amount of, we have to learn to live with, figure out how we're going to live with this.
I think the message. So I think Callie's presenting a very sweet message of, you're still the same person minus un leguito. Mm-hmm. And it's true, but it's totally not the way Arizona's feeling.
Right. It's more like, you are the same person and you have been dealt a hardship. And like, I will not take that away from you, but like, it can't be your whole life. You still have to figure out how to be who you are with now this situation, because this is it now. Like, that's just what it is. And yeah, I do think the moment was really cute when she was like, you're so beautiful that like, it's actually, you're doing everyone else a favor by being able to be like a little less beautiful. Like, I thought that was cute, and it kind of worked on Arizona for a minute. And then she's just like, I'm sad again.
Yeah. I see where Arizona's coming from. I also do see where Callie's coming from. Mm-hmm. When Callie says,
I haven't had sex in 5 months. I really thought that one might get you.
Yeah, for sure. That one got me. But it's also like when Callie says, for one night, it's not about the leg. We're going to be at a wedding.
It's not even about you.
It's not even about you. It's about this couple getting married. It's about love. Mm-hmm. And it. Okay, so you're sad about not wearing heels. Cool. You're still wearing shoes.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I don't know. And I am not without limb.
Exactly. It's hard for us to say like 100% because obviously we've not experienced this. There's a lot of layers behind it. And like there's the trauma on top of like what happened on top of the leg being cut off. There was the trauma of the plane crash.
And also the trauma of like your wife made the choice. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of healing that's still actively going on. I think it's also it's a little unfair of Callie to say it's been 5 months, so now your window is done. Like the healing that you should have been doing, it's done. Like you consider yourself healed. Your time limit's up. That's also unfair. But I feel the frustration. I get the frustration. It all makes sense.
I think it's just kind of hard because I don't know if Callie really knows. Like, she's just frustrated, and I don't know if she has the words for it, because you can't, like, she knows she can't just be like, get over it. I think she knows that would be an unrealistic thing to say to anybody in that situation, but she like doesn't really have the words to say, okay, well, what now? Because get over it, essentially. Like, it's just one of right. those things where how do you talk about it when the other person is like, this is, you know, she basically said she wished she would have died instead of this.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's kind of just, it is a weird spot. I definitely, if Callie's in a very difficult position because she's, Mark died, she's got Sophia, Arizona's been mean. It's just, and it didn't seem, again, like they really had any conversation to get to this point of like reconciliation. They're just here. So are there things yeah. that still need to be discussed? Probably. Just some questions around it, really.
Yeah, lots of questions, actually. Yeah. So, but there obviously is a resolution. They are at the wedding. They seem to be in an okay spot. She puts the shoe on. Going back to the wedding for a second, I will say, so I think that the wedding looked absolutely freaking stunning. Yeah. Insane. I wonder if little Tuck is going to be there. He's going to be like a little pallbearer boy. Because I do think there's
ring bearer.
What did I say?
Oh my god!
Ring. Is he going to be a ring bearer? Not a pallbearer. That's a dead person carrying a casket. A pallbearer
at his mother's wedding.
My bad.
Which dead person is he bringing down the aisle? Denny? Bringing Denny down the aisle?
His father. Man, wow. So sorry, everyone, for that jump scare. Anyways, I'm like looking at my notes. That was like That's a very so weird... I don't know how that came
This
out.
Is what happens when we record during the day.
It's true. So I love
American Daredeth.
American Daredeth. I like the cliffhanger. It's a fun cliffhanger. It's kind mm-hmm. of like a low stakes cliffhanger because no one's dying.
You just said you think Adele is dying.
Well, yeah. But like Ben and Bailey aren't dying is what I mean by that. Adele is not even related to the wedding. And quite frankly, she won't even remember that she's dead.
It is true.
Yeah, so
neither will you though. So
that's true. Joe and Steph looking hot. Alex and Jackson looking hot. Shane looking mm-hmm. hot. April looking hot. Meredith looking hot. Derek's in bed with a wrap around his arm.
I do love it when everyone gets all fancy.
Yeah. Christina looking hot. Owen looking like a dude. Turd. And then, yeah, I do like, there's a lot of good Weber moments in there. There's some resolution to, like, obviously Arizona gets out of the house and goes. And Ben was like a very romantic guy with the whole surgery thing. So yeah, a lot of good things with this storyline. Is there any Discord questions? Are there any Discord questions?
Yeah.
Doodly-doo. Okay. Oh, Alicia said Bailey can make up fanfic scenarios on the spot better than I can in 3 weeks, which is delightful.
Mm. That's so funny. Alicia, you're great.
Thoughts on Calzona's relationship? That's Callie in Arizona. People call them Calzona because Calzone.
Calzona.
Okay. Calzona's relationship, what we're shown versus what Callie is feeling. Kind of talked about that. Just kind of like very hard to navigate.
It's hard
especially
to navigate.
When Arizona's been just so shut off and like really taking everything out on Callie.
I really think all things considered, Callie's been a great partner in the midst of all of this, you know?
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Was Meredith out of line for going behind Derek's back? No, that's Derek definitely would have done that. And also, no. Also, yeah. Like, he obviously has a bizarre relationship with his sisters, so it's fine.
Yeah, not bad for going behind his back. She didn't go behind his back, but it wasn't bad.
Justify the means, yes.
Yes, because it's going to work. And Lizzie's going to live. She's not dying. Official prediction.
Okay. Do you think it's fair of Lizzie to blame Meredith for not inviting to family to come? Does this mean Derek has never extended invitations? Did they say that she hasn't invited, or they were just like, we never, like, you never responded when we said we would come visit or something, and then you never said, like, you never accepted our invitations to come visit us? I don't think it's fair to blame solely Meredith. I mean, it's also not fair to blame solely Derek, because in theory, it should be both people involved in that choice.
Yeah, it's,
I would say, because it's Derek's family, it's, the onus is more on him.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. Those, seeing your family is like, it's such a chore.
Well, for some people, well, less for others. Yeah. We don't really mind it over here at our house.
Oh, what's that like?
We actually really enjoy it. Well, when you move here, you'll find out.
Oh.
Okay, it's been happening since season one, but is it ethical for attendings to date interns? No.
No.
Like, I literally wrote, when April basically bullies Steph to going in with Jackson, I'm like, this is sexual harassment.
Yes.
It's like third party mediated sexual harassment. Like, it's so bizarre.
Yes. It's all inappropriate. And we will have to hire this team in HR department.
For the love of God, they need HR so bad. How will Ben react to Bailey going back to the hospital to help Adele? Will they still get married?
They will still get married. And I think she'll just show up. It's gonna be resolved next episode. They're gonna get married. Ben has to understand. She didn't run away from the wedding. She ran to saving Adele's life.
Right, right. But where he is at this point, no one knows where she is. And he's hearing Callie be like, hey, she was really nervous and I told her to leave.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I get that it's challenging, but I don't think it's something that Ben will understand. Ben will sure understand.
Ben is an angel. We have to remember he knows her so well. Yeah, remember the Valentine's where he like had it set up at the hospital because he knew that she wouldn't leave.
Yes, Ben's a good dude. I like Ben.
Is Don't Sit Down the best way Bailey could ever ask her bridesmaids to be bridesmaids? Yes, it's hilarious and very on brand.
Very funny. Yeah, 10 out of 10.
Will Derek's surgery be successful? You said yes.
I think yes. Yeah, my vision is yes.
Why didn't Bailey think to notify Ben when she knew she wouldn't make it to the wedding? There's just like a lot going on.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I kind of waffle back and forth on this because I'm also of the mindset of like, okay, something traumatic happens, a car crash or something, like you can't go to work. Your first mm-hmm. thought isn't, I'm going to call my employer to, you know, and I know that your employer is not the same as your future spouse, right? That's different. But like there's just times where things go by the wayside and it's no longer your number one priority.
Also, this look at that dress. She doesn't have a phone on her. Right. I'm telling you right now, brides don't be carrying around phones, guys. I'm often carrying around the phone for the bride.
Mm.
We always tell the grooms, get everything out of your pockets. You can see those dumb phones in your pockets, guys. Take your phone. If you're wearing a suit, if you're standing up, getting married, being a groomsman, doing anything, take your phones, take your keys out. Don't have anything in your pocket. I don't need your lines in your pockets. I don't need it. I don't want it. So
yeah,
maybe once things settle down.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, love them. That was great. Yeah, great questions, guys. Big fans of the questions. The two of us.
I think are there any other things that we want to predict? I think that was kind of, oh, do you want to predict April, Jackson, Shane, Joe, Alex, Stephanie?
Everyone will smush.
Okay.
Everyone. At the same time at the wedding. The wedding just becomes a gigantic orgy pool. Official prediction. Jackson and April will smush at the wedding.
Okay.
The wedding will happen. They will get married and it will be beautiful because Ben and Bailey both deserve this. And also the alliteration is flawless, Ben and Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
I think that actually, man, I don't want Joe and Alex to smush. I'm nervous that they're going to smush. I haven't quite figured out my vision for Shane or my vision for Steph yet, because I haven't gotten to know them well enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're leading us towards Shane being like a neuro person down the line. Mm-hmm. Like, it seems to have an affinity with what Derek's teaching him. But yeah, I really don't have a ton of predictions. Oh, unfortunately, Christina and Owen are going to not get divorced. They're going to stay together, unfortunately.
So true. So unfortunate.
So unfortunate. And then, yeah, Adele's going to die.
Okay.
Should we rate this episode, though?
We probably should.
Yeah.
Go for it.
3.9.
I was going to say 4. Right there with you, bud.
You know, I just don't know that
I love a cliffhanger.
Yeah, I like
the cliffhanger. I love a build-up to a wedding. We love a Gray's wedding.
It's great.
So good.
I don't know that it was going to be a 4, though, for me. I think it's just below a 4.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't have anything resolved yet, because it's a cliffhanger.
Yeah, I think once this story, maybe we could revisit the ranking of this and like the storyline of the cliffhanger coming out of next episode and like rank mm-hmm. them as a unit together. But
yeah,
I do. One of the beefs I have with this episode is how Alex handles the situation with Joe. Like, just maybe open up to her. She's clearly it seems like, and Alex doesn't know this, that she doesn't open herself up like this to most people, but like, he pissed her off enough to where she opened up. She's clearly pissing you off. Just open up to her back. Maybe you guys will understand each other a little bit better.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Everybody just needs to calm the fuck down.
And go to therapy.
Oh my God, yes. Okay. Do we have anything else?
I don't know. Did you have any final thoughts of why you ranked it a 4 or any reasons there or anything?
I just love the wedding. I love seeing Derek's sister. I love it when everyone gets all dressed up and isn't at the hospital. It's just like one of my favorite things. It's like a rare little treat that we get to experience. And I do love, Miranda Bailey. So anything that's like her centric is one of my faves.
It's very nice.
I'm excited.
Amazing.
I'm excited. So we will watch the next one and it will be good times.
Let's do it. So, let's go ahead and close out then. I don't think I have any final thoughts.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for
Look? Hold on. Should we look to make sure we didn't miss any storylines? Should I just peruse my notebook? I don't think we did.
Did we? We might have.
I don't think so.
I don't think we did either.
Meredith, Jackson, April, Derek. I said that already. Bailey, Ben, the interns. It was a funny scene where Steph and Shane were talking about Jackson's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Shane, realizes he's being a boob. No, we did it. Okay. Sorry. Close us out. My bad.
Yes. So thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate you. We appreciate you telling your friends about us. We keep getting more, messages from people who are finding us. So we just really love that our reach continues to grow and we want that to be the case. So please continue to share and tell all your friends and family, and you can go to Grey's Academy Pod.com for all of our socials, for our merch, for like to contact us, graceacademypod@gmail.com. You can message us on Instagram. We're everywhere that you can find us. And just remember, if you see Carmen walking down the street,
no spoilies. We appreciate you all, and we'll see you all in the next one.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.